This species of indigo, Indigo fira tinctoria, a leguminosae, originally from Western Africa, is a small bush whose yellow leaves contain indigotene, a very strong dyeing agent which produces a deep blue. Indigo was used for dyeing in Africa during the Stone Age. The Tuaregs dye their clothes with it, but the unfixed dye rubs off with perspiration and colours their skin, which has earned them the name the Blue Men of the Desert. There are numerous other species of indigo in tropical Africa, India, Southeast Asia, and the Americas, some of which have been used in dyeing. In antiquity, indigo was imported into China and the Near East from India in the form of easily transportable bundles of dried leaves. It wasn't a popular dye with the Greeks and Romans, where blue was the colour of mourning or was assimilated with the Celtic and German barbarians who painted their faces blue with woad. In the 16th century, blue became the colour of fashion in Europe and was standardised during the 17th and 18th centuries. This made the fortunes of woad merchants, since woad was the only blue dye native to our climates. But the importing of indigo from Belgium and Holland, important traders with the East Indies and the New World, threatened woad production. For two centuries, various protectionist measures, leading in case of serious infraction to the death penalty, attempted to prevent the import of indigo into regions that already produce blue dyes. However, in 1737, the use of indigo was finally authorised. The ports of Nantes, Bordeaux and Marseille grew rich, while Toulouse and the Languedoc, important centres of woad farming, were soon faced with decline. In the late 19th century, indigo met the same fate as madder when the chemical industry invented a synthetic blue dye. Within a few years, it had conquered a major part of the international market.